Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Badger Watch 2007. I've been hosting this program now for over 3 weeks, but I must say that tonight's episode is a real thriller. We've got some really good badger noises for you. We heard them talking in their set, and we've got a couple of special guests coming on. Our first special guest this evening, I'll let him introduce himself to you, is a badger expert, comes from the Cambridge College of Badgers, and here he is now. Good evening to you.
Good evening, Richard. My name is Freddy Dooms Patterson, and I am the world's number one aficionado on badgers, would you have it?
Excellent. Well, in that case, I hope we get some phone calls this evening.
Well, yes, that'll be something, wouldn't it?
It would be something. We're sitting here in our log cabin with a big window for viewing purposes. We've got a nice little fire going because we're about 100 yards upwind of the badgers, which is very important. Frederick, lots of action last night. Oh, badger action everywhere. We studied them in their home domain. They were mating, they were eating, they were playing. Great fun. It gave me a real hard on watching those badgers last night.
Well, you'd see yesterday when I walked off for a little while into the woods. Well, you know what I had to do.
Yes, I believe you were badger debating.
Yes, I was.
Badger debating, a great hobby. So first of all, we're going to have to go over to some of our callers. And looking down the list, no one's phoned in yet. That might be because Bill Waddy doesn't host this program anymore, but I don't like to think it is that. So we're going to have to discuss badgers for a little while. Now, they're black and they're white. Why don't they look like a cow?
That's to do with genetics.
I see. And where does she live?
Hornsey.
Hornsey. I'll have to write to her and ask her. So that is my next question. Why don't they have legs like me and you?
Well, that would be... They wouldn't be able to burrow down in the ground with such implements.
I see. So you're telling me that they don't have legs like me and you because they don't burrow into the ground with legs.
That's right.
Right, so what do they use in these implements that you're talking about? Do they look like shovels?
They're poor like shovels.
Poor like shovels. So very cheap imitations, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Poor like shovels. So when they get underground, we heard them mating last night. Interesting sounds they make, very interesting sounds. As I said, I got a hard on. I did think it could have been real people down there, but obviously people with legs don't burrow now, so it couldn't have been that. No. The noises that they make went a bit like this. I was amazed at those sounds.
Yes, so was I. It was the first time I heard so many badgers mating in such a small suburban area.
Well, it could have been a small Roman badger orgy. I did see them taking down a bag of grapes and also some wine.
And some gold goblets.
Gold goblets, that's right. Gold goblets. I couldn't really remember what they were called. I knew they were gold something.
Yeah.
Goblins or elves. Something like that.
Goblets. That's more to do with.
Right, so anyway, we listened to these badgers, and later on, one of them popped out for a cigarette. He was standing outside the set, he's having a fag and a smoke, and one of our producers said, it's time to liven up the action. So we threw over a chunk of meat, and within that meat was a hallucinogenic drug. Now,
lysergic acid diphenamine.
That was exactly the one, so he ate the meat, and he went back into the set after he's finished his smoke, and all of a sudden we heard some really strange noises. We couldn't work out what it was. We thought they were playing, laughing, screams, etc. It turned out he'd eaten every baby in the set. The acid had freaked him out. He went nuts down there and he ate all of his children.
This is fascinating. One
truly.
Time that we had the same experiment, but we had lesser dose of
truly,
LSD.
Yes.
And this was down in Hampshire back in the 80s.
Yes.
And this instance, on this occasion, they only seemed to have eaten half of their babies.
Amazing. So they didn't eat all of the babies.
No, so I think as the dose goes up, the hunger for their own newborn is somewhat increased.
I see. So perhaps if we give him tonight a bag of salt, do you think he'll fuck his granddad?
He might do. I don't think he'd want to eat because that stuff... You know, it's not good stuff.
Interesting. So more experiments tonight with the badgers, I feel. I'm sure the RSPCA will have no complaints with the method that we take. Because as you know, listeners, badger baiting is illegal. But badger masturbating is still allowed.
And so is spiking of badgers.
Spiking of badgers has never been implored with or against.
No.
Everyone agrees of it. So tonight we're going to dose up the badgers. I think we're going to get some best Turkish smack and give them a good old time in the set.
Yeah.
Also on Badger Watch, we've got a little subdivision. Thank you very much, by the way, Frederick, for coming.
My pleasure, Richard.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Also on the show tonight, we've got... Oh, excuse me, listeners. I'm just... writing me fag, because we are allowed to smoke here. At Badger Fest 2007, because Bill Waddy's left, and he was a bit anti-smoking. Right, carrying on now. We've got another guest coming on. Now, this man... he's been keeping an eye out on the local wildfowl for us, more hens and the like, and he's also been trying to catch a pheasant. Now, a bit different, this one. He doesn't shoot the pheasant. He doesn't put out a trap for the pheasant. He entertains the pheasant with comedy. Now, once that pheasant is laughing, he rushes over and he sellotapes his head up, whacks his neck on a brick, and brings him back for dinner. So I'm going to introduce you now. I'll let him introduce himself, because you'll love his accent. He's from a nice part of the country. All the women love his accent. So here he comes now. He's 4'2", but you can't see that on the radio. But don't mind, he's still a barrel of laughs. Here he is. Introduce yourself, sir.
Hello there. I'm Duddy Rudkins, and I'm from Dorset.
Good evening, Duddy Rudkins. Good to see you on Badger 2007. Now, you've been keeping an eye on the wildfowl for us, I believe.
I've been keeping an eye on the wildfowl, like the teal and the local ducks, mallards, and, as you said, more hens, coots, all that sort of stuff.
Coots? Interesting.
Coots, yes.
Yes, any other pieces of clothing?
No, I think you misinterpreted what I said. You didn't say coats, I said coots.
Coots, I don't know.
No, not from Scotland, so...
Sorry.
I think you're taking the rise there.
Oh, well, I do apologise. And yeah, always on Badger 2007, we can't be perfect. Right, fair enough then. Wildfowl, so whereabouts you come from?
Oh, I just told you that. Dorset.
Dorset, of course.
You not listening to what I'm saying?
It was Duddy, wasn't it?
It was Duddy Rudkins.
That's it, right. So down in Dorset, is there a lot of wildfowl this time of year? Who's coming to hibernate? Who's fucked off for the winter?
Well, it's a bit different this year. They got because of climate change. There's a lot more alligators turning up in Dorset with wings.
Alligators with wings.
They're very small. They don't grow no bigger than about 2 foot. But as you can imagine, snapping and chomping about, around, it does quite literally get in your hair.
Yeah, I suppose everyone's rushed out and bought Bill Haley's "See You Later, Alligators" as a sort of anthem to help them cope.
Well, they have, but what a lot of people are seeing at the moment is Bill Haley's classic, the Croc Around the Clock.
Oh, Croc Around the Clock. It's my favourite. I must remember to download that when I get home on my iTunes. Right, so down in Dorset, you've got the wildfowl. You've got these Croc Around the Clock instrument geezer things which are flying about, biting everybody.
Just nipping.
Just nipping, right. That's all right. There's a nip in the air. He'll be going back to Japan next week. But in the meantime... what we've wanted you to do is bring us in a few examples of wildfowl. And of course, you don't shoot them, do you?
No.
You don't set traps for them?
No.
You entertain them with comedy?
Oh, I do.
And once they're thoroughly interested in you, you rush over and you bound the hens with sellotape and break their neck with a brick.
That's right.
So what ones have you brought in today for us?
Well, today I got the Norman Mallard, which was done in this way.
Yes.
And then I've made it into a confit of duck, which is like a sort of French way of preserving it in duck fat. which is very nice. And then we've got some wild shitfowler.
That's an amazing insect, isn't it? Sorry, it's wildfowl, isn't it?
Yes,
I'm getting
confused
here on Badger 2007. There's a producer talking in my ear. He's informing me that we're getting some movement on Beaver Watch. Now, this is interesting. Sorry about this, Duddy. Got a button.
That's okay.
Beaver Watch has been some action. Now, apparently, Mrs. Beaver has rushed down to the shops and she's going to buy herself a copy of OK. When she gets home, she's going to read out the problem pages to her husband and she's going to suggest that they nip out into the garden, cut the grass and fuck under a bush. So we'll come back to that once that happens. Apparently she's just rushed out to the shops. So Dudley, right then, the wildfowl you brought in, it's all dead?
All dead.
And you cooked some and you prepared some?
And some smoked as well, yeah.
And are we going to sell some tonight on the phone in for charity?
I think so, yeah.
I think we can.
I think that'd be a good idea.
What sort of starting prices are we going for your first one?
Because it's for charity, I think we should start for £15.
£15. Right then, listeners, you can phone in tonight on this number, 08457 111 111 114. It's a very similar number to a channel everyone knows on TV. That's deliberately why we picked it. So you can phone in and you can get, with a bid, some of this wonderful wildfowl. It's great, tastes really nice. It won't give you the shits or nothing. Right, thank you very much, Daddy. When we come into the calling, I'll give you a shout, come back on, and we'll sell your food.
Thank you.
Right then, Badgerfest 2007. Bill Waddy's not with us. He's left the show in a fury. He's not happy at the route we're taking. But still, listeners, I know you like it, so we're going to carry on. Now, the next guest we've got coming on today is a super, super woman. She's been looking out across the fields for us with her binoculars. Now, she stares very hard because she's looking for a very small bird. He's 1 inch tall. He's got a wingspan of 9 centimetres. He's called a midgebird. A midgebird is a small seabird. He doesn't come to land very often, but when he does, boy, does he have fun. So, Mrs. I've forgotten your name.
Audrey Leprosy.
Audrey Leprosy. Mrs. Leprosy, you're going to tell us about the widgebird, aren't you?
Yes.
Tell us.
The widgebird is one of the smallest birds in the world. And it's only native Dadas was saying earlier, it's the only Dorset that it comes up in. Now, to the human eye, you can't really see it, because it's very, very small. But obviously, with special binoculars built into my big boobs, it is much easier to see. People don't know, nobody know what I'm doing, so that part of that is great.
I see. Right. It seems that we have some sort of phone call coming into the studio. We don't know who it is, so we're going to ignore it, because obviously Badgerfest is much more important than any phone call. If it's one of you listeners, you phoned the wrong number. I told you it was 08457 11111114. Very similar to the TV channel, so you don't forget that one. Right, thank you very much for that, Mrs. Leprosy. That was very interesting about that bird. I hope that your binoculars take off, literally. Right then, before we take the phone in, I think we're going to have a big discussion now, a serious debate about the climate. Now, as you know, the planet's warming up. It's getting very warm. Now, I think we can do something about that, you know. So our next guest coming on, he's a professor in this field. He's been studying the climate since he left school. His name is Mr. Cloud. I know it's a funny name, but it's his real name, Mr. Cloud. I don't know his first name. Hopefully my researchers will have that in the info pack, but if not, he can say it himself. Now, Mr. Cloud has got some interesting news about the weather and about why the planet's warming up. He's got a different theory. He doesn't believe it's got anything to do with carbon emissions. And we're going to find out now what it is. Mr. Cloud.
Hello there.
Hello there.
I'm Mr. Cloud.
Good evening, Mr. Cloud. Your theory on emissions, it's not carbon, is it? What's causing global warming?
Clouds,
I see. And how does a cloud cause global warming?
Clouds.
I see. And they sort of, let me guess, they keep the heat in like a blanket?
Clouds.
I see. So you're suggesting, really, we should make the bed?
Clouds.
Blankets and sheets, or stick with the duvets?
Clouds.
Okay, you've heard it from Mr. Cloud. Stick with the duvets and combat global warming.